It's Sunday in the octave of Christmas. Welcome to today's Christmas cast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. From the Church's Year of Grace by Father Pius Parsh. In the dark silence of a winter night, the Word of the Father, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, came to earth from his starry throne. Have you ever given thought to the other thrones which Christ wishes to ascend? I have counted six. Of the first, the Introit tells, upon that throne the second divine person sat from eternity. From there he took part in governing the world and creation. There, too, the work of redemption was determined. The second throne was the stable's mean crib. The hard straw, the poor swaddling clothes, the raw wind were mankind's reception committee. But Jesus wanted to exchange this throne for one still harder, the cross. To it the aged Simeon clearly alludes when he says in the Gospel, "This child is set for a sign that shall be contradicted." All life long Jesus looked steadfastly towards this throne, because from it he desired to draw all things to himself. Upon the fourth throne he sits in his glorified humanity, his reward in heaven for the hard work of redemption. On earth he retains a very precious throne, the altar. To it he descends at every Mass, for it is his delight to dwell among the children of men. This throne looms large at the offertory of today's Mass. From here Christ distributes his graces. The sixth throne is in our heart. What good would be the throne of crib or cross if he were not permitted to reign in our hearts? To enter the throne of your heart, he conceals himself in the mystery of the Eucharist. Keep that throne always in readiness for his coming. Remember the words of the offertory, "Thy throne, O Lord, is prepared." The child that is born of Mary and is couched in the crib at Bethlehem raises his feeble voice to the eternal Father and calls him, "My Father." He turns towards us and calls us, "My brethren." We, consequently, when we speak to his Father, may call him our Father. This is the mystery of adoption, revealed to us by the great event we are solemnizing. All things are changed, both in heaven and on earth. God has not only one Son, he has many sons. Henceforth, we stand before this our God, not merely creatures drawn out of nothing by his power, but children that he fondly loves. Heaven is now not only the throne of his sovereign majesty, it has become our inheritance, in which we are joint heirs with our brother Jesus, the son of Mary, son of Eve, son of Adam according to his human nature, and in the unity of person, son of God according to his divine nature. Let us turn our wondering and loving thoughts first to the sweet babe that has brought us all these blessings, and then to the blessings themselves, to the dear inheritance made ours by him. Let our mind be seized with astonishment at creatures having such a destiny, and then let our heart pour out its thanks for the incomprehensible gift. Dom Prosper Guéranger.